This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you. Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of our Happy Hanukkah edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Check out all the great stories and videos and animal stuff that I post. And, golly, it is the second Sunday of the month, and that means Healing Sunday here. And so Linda Rasmussen and brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen are here. We're taking your phone calls, and they're doing neuroenergetic balancing for you and your animal friends. And I just have to say, it's been so fun to bop around with the jingle cats and stuff. And I have to say, you know, I didn't think I could ever do that kind of that Russian dance where, you know, for Hava Nagila, where you kick out your feet and stuff. And Dr. Nels was the only one that could sort of do it in the studio. But I have to tell you, since I'm zooming in my office chair, I'm real good at that. I can do it really well and kick out. Anyway, so been fun dancing with the jingle cats. Anyhow, we are in the middle of a conversation with one of our own family members. That, of course, would be Natasha Venter. She'll be back for real next week, because that's Natasha and Martha Sunday next week. But Natasha's gearing up for getting out in a new member of their family, a kitten coming in, and wanting to get herself and the animals balanced for that arrival. So welcome back to Animal World, Natasha. Just checking in, make sure you're still there.
So I am so here, and thank you very much for this opportunity.
All right. Well, let's see. Now, you did send me a text with a wonderful picture of this kitten. It looks like a young kitten, but a long-haired dark tabby.
So yes,
really cute. I don't think I can probably I might be able to line my phone
I'll
up
just
here.
Turn off your background for a moment there, Martha.
Well, just a second, because I almost got it there.
Yeah, you need to turn off your background. Yeah, there, it's messing with it.
Okay, well, we'll know. But anyway, cute little dark, long-haired kitten. How old's the kitten now?
He's about 7 weeks right now.
Okay. But you think, does he need a balancing? I know, Dr. Nels, you already did Cleo the dog, right?
Right.
Did you find what'd you find with Cleo?
Oh, yeah, actually, Cleo was considerably out of balance. I found one set of points on the left and then was told to move to the right, and I did four more pairs on the right side.
Wow.
So way out of balance, and this will help settle Cleo down a bit for the arrival of the new one. So I don't feel anything in particular going on there. I think the kitten's probably fine until the whole introduction happens. Then things might change.
Okay. Now, what about Natasha? I think you said you have another cat you were a little concerned about.
Well, Ava is outside, and I don't know if she'll come in with the kitten. I'm not too sure if she'll need it.
Okay.
But when the kitten starts going outside around 4 months old, I might negotiate.
Gotcha. Okay, so Cleo was the main animal today to work on, right?
Yeah, I knew
right?
she was out of balance, and I was trying.
Okay, so now we need Linda to balance you, right?
Or the house, or it's
the whole place?
Well, hey. in a sense, because my kid is coming back for Christmas during the holidays for just a week, but she's flying in from New Mexico, and sometimes those can trigger old patterns between her and family and negotiations with life. And I know that we've been kind of out of balance with emotions and grief and a lot of different things going on with the holidays. So We would appreciate.
I'm kind of suspecting it might be that the best thing that we can do is that Linda can help work with Natasha. But
yes.
But I haven't. We've never talked about, never asked before. I'm just going to ask maybe a dumb question. But do you ever use this neuroenergetic balancing on physical things like houses or general things?
So,
yeah. I'll speak from my experience because I've been asked, and then you can too, Linda. I've been asked numerous times this very question. And what I can say is the people inside the house are the ones who really infuse that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So working with individuals makes a very big impression. And I haven't really felt like any particular connection to places. But yeah. Linda may have a different perception.
Linda, what about you?
I think Nels has said it pretty well, that we humans animate the energy of the house, and
right.
As do our animals and our plants. All the living things animate the energy of the house.
Right.
But really, our energy field is very powerful, and so that's really where I work.
Well, that makes sense. So we'll turn Natasha over to Linda here in a minute. But just for all of you listening, just so you know, just because Dr. Nels and Linda don't treat houses and the physical energy with what they do, you can do something like that. And we got you covered on that base, because that's what our sound healer, Jude Ponton and Whispering Dragon Center is all about. Jude can do an energy balancing on the environment, the house, and that sort of thing. So if any of you felt that you needed a general physical environment clearing or balancing, then you want to contact Jude at, you know, whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center. That'd be the one to work with. But anyway, I think Cleo's good. And for now, the kitties will be good. And we'll see what happens when the new baby comes in. And Natasha, I'm going to turn you over to Linda, okay?
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Natasha. So,
yeah, so when I meant the house, I meant the people in the house more than,
yeah.
than yeah. the house, because I work on the house myself.
Yes. So, and this is for you and for everyone listening who wants to participate. What I'd like you to do, Natasha, is to bring into your mind the harmony moment that you desire, where everybody who is going to be around this Christmas, whether they are human beings or animal beings, just that they are all together in a moment that comes into your mind. And it might be, could be anything, a meal, just a moment somewhere in your house or somewhere else, where all these beings are together and you feel the way you want this harmony to feel. So just take a moment and bring that into your thoughts, that everybody who's here is in harmony in this place, in this way. And then set that aside and focus on a feeling of grief. And we're going to replace grief with the feeling of conscientious. Conscientious and the number 2. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out, just taking a nice, gentle, long inhale, and then a nice, gentle, long exhale, and just keep that going as you think conscientious too.
Natasha, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing and thinking conscientious two. Conscientious two. Conscientious two.
Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bringing that vision and that feeling of everyone is together. And it feels the way you want it to feel. That is complete. And I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of conscientious is the affirmation that will be most helpful right now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So yeah, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of conscientious. Yes. Okay, go ahead, Natasha.
Oh, you know, it's like I do all this work, but then sometimes you just need an outside perspective.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Linda and I trade every week.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, and it just is amazing, you know, how simply profound the work that you do is. You know, it's not a complicated or invasive process, but my, oh, my, does it make a huge difference?
It does.
All right. So, Natasha, are you good? Anything else you need?
No, I'm just so grateful for both of you being who you are and the miracles that you create for us to be able to walk those miracles. So thank you.
Thank you
for balancing Cleo. I knew she was out of balance, and I was trying to do my thing, but you have your miracles, your way of doing it too. So
Yeah. Well, it's good. And that, yeah, it sounded like she really needed it. So when does the new baby kitty arrive?
Around the 21st or the 22nd.
Ooh, so she's going to be a Christmas kid. Oh, how fun.
She is going to be a kid.
Have you picked out a name yet?
Rocky is kind of singing into the music of what he's asking for, so.
Oh, it's a he?
It's a he.
Oh, a he. Okay. So he, Rocky. Well, what did we have? We had Rocky Mountain Horse on earlier. So maybe you got a Rocky Mountain kitten.
maybe.
All right. Well, Natasha, I'm good to hear from you today, and I'm looking forward to next week. And everybody calling in to take advantage of what you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And have a very happy holidays for whatever anybody and everybody is believing in. So thank you.
All right, Natasha. Thank you. Thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you again next week. All right.
Okay,
God bless.
Good. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All righty. We're going to stay on time this hour, take care of advertisers, and then it looks like we're going to Bothell and talking to Sue. So hold on, Sue. You're up next, but we're going to take care of our advertisers first. So everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
I think this is the jazzy version. But the jingle cats and dogs do a pretty nice job. All right, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're approaching midway through the last hour of our Happy Hanukkah edition of Animal World. We do have open phone lines, and we'll probably get another call or two in. We've got a little follow-up to do, reports that we haven't gotten to yet. But local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Linda Rasmussen, brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen are here. And if you call right away, we can get your call in. Otherwise, let's head out to Bothell. And Sue, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Sue. How are you doing?
I'm okay. So, Dr. Nels, last month you treated Zoe on Martha's show, and then the Monday and Wednesday following, she had panic and pooping attacks. Attacks with pooping. And then, so then I called in and talked to Natasha the next week, and she said partially it was the energy that we were all going through, plus the grief in our household from my stepson leaving. And she said to keep doing the archives with your session. And that seemed to help some. But now she's getting a hot spot on her arm where she's licking and licking and licking it.
Okay, I'm tuned in to Zoe and am starting to work here. Found some imbalance, and it's right in the fight flight system, which with the energy, you know, the general energy of the household, it's probably having that kind of effect on her. So I'll get that sorted.
Yep. So he's already working on Zoe, and are you ready for me to turn you over to Linda, Sue?
Yeah.
All righty, Linda, you're in charge.
All right. Hello, Sue.
Hi.
Let's have you just think about how you've been feeling. Just notice how you feel. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of grief. And we're going to replace the feeling of grief with the feeling of compassion. Compassion and the number 3. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out, just as slow and easy as you can. Nice, long, deep breaths in and out as you think compassion and the number three.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking over to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing. Stay in that breath pattern while you're thinking compassion three. Compassion three. Compassion three.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sue, and with your eyes open, just look down toward the earth and then let your head rise up to a comfortable position. And then check in right now with how you're feeling right now. There's a little more to do, so keep noticing how you're feeling right now. And then, setting that aside, focus on dependable. Dependable and the number three. Your eyes are closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. And take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to. Thinking dependable. Three.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left side of your forehead. You've taken in a deep breath and are holding it. As long as you comfortably can, you can let out your breath and replace that breath again whenever you need to, thinking dependable three. Dependable three. Dependable three.
Good job. Go ahead and breathe normally with your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise, letting your neck be comfortable and your shoulders relaxed. And take a moment to focus on how you're feeling right now. There's a little more to do, so keep focusing on that. And then, setting that aside, we're going back to the feeling of dependable and the number four. And your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And we're going to go back to that very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think dependable four.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking dependable four. Dependable four. Dependable four.
Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then just thinking about noticing in this moment how you feel right now. And that is complete.
Hey.
So let's find out what the affirmation is. And the affirmation is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish.
The feeling of cherish.
Yeah.
All right.
And that just allows us to harness the energy that we need right now by noticing all the different memories that we cherish, whatever comes into our mind, the things that we cherish about what is around us.
All right. So Sue should continue using this affirmation today, mm-hmm. tomorrow, and the next day, and yeah, whenever and, she needs it.
Yeah, just keep using it. It's a really helpful, supportive energy right now.
All right. And then Dr. Nils, you'd spent quite a bit of time working on Zoe.
Yeah, Zoe needed a fight or flight reset. And then she also needed tummy contact on both sides of her tummy, connected with up near the base of her skull. And what I see there energetically is a balance between, and this is for you people who like to nerd out on anatomy, the sigmoid flexure of the colon, you might say the beginning of the ending for the colon, and then the ileocecal valve, which is where the small intestine dumps into the large intestine, and they're opposite each other on the abdomen. And so anyway, I had to balance those two areas, and that is in addition to the fight or flight reset. So we'll see how that does with the digestive things, as well as the general emotional panic attack kind of problems that Zoe has had.
Sound like there was a lot to work on, because Nils, you had extra things to do with Zoe. It sounds like it related to what Sue was reporting. But then also, it's been a long time since, it took three tries, with the human to get going. So, there's a lot of stuff going on in Sue's world. So how are you feeling, Sue?
Better, thank you.
All right. Yeah, you sound a little better.
She does. You sound better, Sue. Good job.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, you know how to go to the archives and listen again if you need to, because that can rejuvenate all the energy. Keep up your affirmation. I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish, and we'll think good thoughts for you. And let us know if you need anything from Natasha next week, okay?
Okay, and Martha, I wanted to thank you for the phone call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you're welcome. All right. Blessings to you, Sue. God bless. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. Golly. Are we caught up, Nathan?
We are caught up, and the phone lines are completely open.
All right. Well, we can still probably sneak in another phone call if there's anybody out there wondering, but you better get on it now. We are going to do sort of a phone call. We're going to do our Stacy and Frenchie update, Dr. Nils.
Awesome.
So let's see. Y'all know that our call screener, Stacy Buck, she didn't join us for the update today because Mercury in retrograde shadow got her with her car breaking down and needing to get a rental car today. But she sent me a Frenchie update. Now, in the past, Dr. Nelio, Stacy has two Frenchies, Tank, her older female, who's kind of like the perfect Frenchie and the therapy dog and rarely needs anything. And then we have the little bag man, who is kind of like, your more challenged Frenchie and quite sensitive. And he gets these quirky little behaviors. Now, so far, I think we've had two or three episodes of quirky behavior cropping up in different ways. And then Stacy would tell Dr. Nils about it and on the air, and he would do a rebalancing. And then it just went away. And we've had that, we just talked about it last month, that he still now is still very comfortable going to the barista now that, he used to bark at all the time and all that sort of thing. But then something new came up. He had a new little quirky behavior last month, and that was his licking his paws. Remember, it was kind of neurotically licking and getting obsessive about it, and Stacy not able to stop it or whatever, it would get worse. So, Dr. Nails, you did a balancing with him, and this is what she says. She says, unfortunately, Bags is still licking his paws before going to sleep. Maybe not as much. I can get him to stop easier, but he's still doing it. He had a checkup vet appointment last weekend, and she says his paws are fine. No infection, no anything caught in there. Just my Bags being his quirky little self. If Nils can feel if he needs more resetting, I'll always be grateful for anything you can do. So we need you to tune in to our little bag man.
Okay.
Because, you know, I've been amazed that the last three times with this quirky behavior, it's taken one treatment and you're done.
Yeah.
But in most, a lot of the time, though, it takes a series of treatments or you have to do something more than once. So this may be one of those times that we've got to get work a little more seriously at this. What are you getting, Dr. Nelson?
Yeah, well, I've got a point on the side of his neck that I usually find on him. It's in what I consider the primary fight or flight zone. The other one's a little more interesting. It's farther out on the side of his body. You could say if you're looking for something to relate it to, it's over the liver. Now I have nothing to say about, you know, what's going on in there, but energetically there's something that's out of balance. By the way, Bagman was featured in my newsletter that you haven't seen yet.
That Martha. I didn't know. Okay. Huh?
Yeah. So I'm going to reset this little guy because, boy, we definitely want to have – I want to be batting 1,000 here. I want to get this one too. So –
So you're obviously connected with Bags and doing a treatment there.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to hear from Stacy. Of course, so we'll be talking to her again, you know, next week, and we'll find out what, if any, difference it's made. But I'm just trusting. I'm just thinking that this must be a little more deep seated or whatever's going on, and it's just going to require a little more work. Which my thinking is kind of more normal, you know, than just a one and done. And that's always been amazing to me when he's responded that quickly. So,
right. Yeah, actually me too, since most of the animals I work with need, you know, several sessions to get their energy rebalanced and have the desired result. So yeah, we've been doing pretty great with him on one and done. To find one that needs a couple, yeah, that's no big deal.
Okay. Well, and we've got, one more caller to get to, but we want to stay on schedule and take care of our advertisers. I also I had to contact Dr. Nils during the week for some extra help for my dog, and hopefully I can give you an update on that because Robbie could use a tune-up. So looking at the time, let's stay on schedule and take care of advertisers. Then we'll come back. Jen in Seattle, hold on. We'll get to you next. And if there's time, we'll do a Robbie update. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk 1150.
Oh, well, they're one of my favorite things. Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down our Happy Hanukkah edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. We heard from lots of our advertisers this hour. I mean, want to mention for sure, we heard from Linda Rasmussen, and it's one of our guests today. And you can reach Linda off the air by going to her website, which is verticalenergyworldwide.com. Verticalenergyworldwide.com. And even though we haven't we mentioned it in the first hour, but haven't since. Linda continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you. You know, new clients, you just have to call or text her at the number I'm going to get you, give you. And being on the air doesn't count. So even if you've had a treatment on the air, you can still have a free session with Linda off the air, which can be done in person at her office, which she works out of the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery, or remotely. And, you know, I mean, I think you can Zoom remote or phone remote, or, you know, there's all kinds of different remotes. Work is equally powerful remotely or in person. And people have their preferences. Some prefer in person, some prefer remote. Sometimes it depends on how we're feeling. There's something to be said to not have to go anywhere, drive anywhere, and do the remote sessions. But there's also something to be said to be able to connect with your healer and do it in person. But at any rate, free session. All you got to do is call or text Linda at 206-841-1992. And then we heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter, who, of course, is our psychic medium, communicator, personal awareness coach, feng shui specialist. She'll be in the studio with us next week. For Martha and Natasha Sunday, but she's also available for private readings, which you can do in person or over the phone or Zoom, something like that. She also does a regular podcast every Wednesdays at 4 p.m., and you access that through her YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter AC. Her website is angelicclarifications.com, or you can just give her a call at 360-770. I've got Linda's number in my head, so time out just a second. I'm going to grab phone numbers here just to make sure I don't give you the incorrect phone number. 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty. And then if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, I'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, you can give us a call or shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you need help with your dog friends, you know anybody, or if you have problems, behavior problems and issues with your dog friends, I am available. And I'm pretty, I've even got some openings. I think I've got an opening or two the end of this month still. So I always do free telephone evaluations. So if you or anybody you know has problems with those dogs, give me a call and I'm happy to chat with you for free on the phone. And if I can help you, I'll let you know and tell you how I work, what's involved. We can set something up. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. We are all caught up, so let's take our last phone caller for the day, and that we're heading down to Seattle. And Jen, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Hey, Jen.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing?
We're doing pretty well. I got sick this weekend, but Zen's been feeling something before me, so I know it wasn't because of me, I think. He has some gait issues, and I don't know if it's because we go to the dog park every day and he plays, you know, not too rough. I think the group there is pretty consistent on not being too rough, but he does get, you know, an hour of play in every day or, you know.
So when you said he has gait issues, it's not like he's breaking out a gate in the yard. You're talking about movement issues.
Okay. Movement issues, the way he's walking. And I say gait that way because I can't really determine if it's which leg it is or if it's a shoulder or if it's a hip. Because
right, but you can tell something's out of balance.
Yeah, something's out of balance.
Well, guess what? Dr. Nels is really good at doing
that so
kind
excited.
Of stuff. When you don't really know, it's kind of, well, let Dr. Nels
all
do
right.
it.
Yeah. So tell me now, what kind of dog name? I'm not sure I caught his name. And what kind of dog?
His name is Zen. Why don't you describe Zen to Dr. Nels? You've worked on him before.
Okay. Yes. Refresh me.
No, you haven't worked on him yet.
Oh, okay. It's only been on even you, maybe we've worked on. I don't know. But anyway, tell him about Zen.
So Zen is about 2.5 years old. He's a stray that I rescued off my street at about 3 months old. So I don't know what he is. I assume that he is like golden retriever, black lab, and something else. I'm going to do the DNA test soon. But he's 85 pounds. He's large. He's like a tan color.
He's an all over darker tan brown color.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to tune into Zen and see what I can find. And then while I'm doing that, let Linda work on you.
Okay.
Yep. So Jen, you said stuff's going on with you too. And I'm assuming you want treatment with Linda, correct?
Yeah. Unless we don't have time, I can do it separately.
No. But I'm just ready to turn you over to Linda if you're ready. So I just wanted to make sure that you were good. Okay. All right. So Linda, take over. You got Jen now.
Yeah. Hi, Jen.
Hi. So this has been a tough year with a loss of my husband and my grandmother. And I think the holidays are kind of compounding it. But I've been doing really well, like spiritually and emotionally. But my body has been suffering a little bit lately. And I feel like I've had vertigo, and I went to my primary care provider and she said, before we do anything invasive, let's just really like take care of yourself, like treat your muscles around your neck and make sure we're hydrating a lot. And then I saw my acupuncturist also, and she treated the area. And then that same night, I just all suddenly didn't feel well, and I didn't sleep well the entire night. And then that morning of, I like violently was vomiting, and also the other way.
Oh my!
For like 24 hours, and I feel much better now. But it almost felt like an exorcism of toxins or something. I don't know if it was just coincidental timing or what have you, but I just kind of wanted to get a read or a feel from you.
Yeah. So. What I know, because I'm not a doctor of any kind, is that the body doesn't make mistakes, that the body is responding to the conditions. And the conditions include our feelings, our thoughts, what we're eating, if we're under care. And our body is just really designed to handle what it's evaluating as our priority needs. And so sometimes our priority need is to release things out of the body one way or the other. And we just know that that's perfect. and it comes to its own conclusion, and then we move on. And so what I'm going to have you do right now, Jan, is think of a person who's been on your mind a lot lately, and let me know when you have someone in your thoughts.
Okay.
Okay, so you're focusing on that person, just aware of any feelings that you notice as you're thinking of them.
Love.
Wonderful.
And sadness.
Okay, both. Yeah, very good. So just keep focusing on that person, those feelings. And then setting all of that aside, I'm going to have you focus now on the feeling of tranquility. And if there's some image that rises in your mind that resonates with tranquility, let that be there too. Just focus in your mind on tranquility. And the number two, your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out, just really relaxed, deep inhaling and exhaling.
All right, Jen, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up at the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep in and out breathing, keeping the consistent pattern going. Thinking tranquility two. Tranquility two. Tranquility two. Tranquility two.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And then let your thoughts return to the person that you were thinking of. And just notice how you feel as you're thinking of them right now. And that's actually complete.
Hey.
Good
More
job.
Uplifted for sure.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is this feeling of tranquility is going to be helping you. And the way we're going to affirm this energy for you is for you to think, I embrace the feeling of tranquility. And you're going to want to think that a lot today, tomorrow, the next day, throughout the month. And if you, when you think of tranquility, try to hold an image also in your mind or have something to look at that really resonates with the feeling of tranquility for you. And that will help this energy be even bigger.
I have the perfect image.
Wonderful.
All right. So you're going to use that. I embrace the feeling of tranquility. You use that as an affirmation. Mm-hmm. You're going to repeat it over and over again today, tomorrow, and the next day. And then anytime you feel yourself slipping off, this can help bring you back to the balance. And then know that, you know, these shows are archived on Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. So anytime this month, you know, if you feel everybody's out of balance, go to the archives and listen again, and that will rejuvenate all the energy again for you.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay.
And how about Zen? Do we have a report on Zen?
I got it. Yep. Zen needed he wasn't like horribly out of balance, but he did need a good solid reset. And I got a very strong impression that what you were getting from Linda was going to help him tremendously because of the vibrations that you've been carrying around. So, and I also got an image of you when you think your affirmation, I embrace the feeling of tranquility, do a self hug while you're doing that.
Right?
Hug yourself while you do it.
That feels good.
Yeah.
All right, you got your marching orders, Jen.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right.
Namaste.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, all righty, that's going to wrap us up. We don't have a whole lot of time for my Robbie update, but just the really fast version is I tested a new food with Robbie. And I knew better, but I wanted to try. And unfortunately, he had a horrendous reaction to it that I didn't catch right away. And he ended up with just really wonky, soft, mushy diarrhea stuff. And I was doing everything I could do to balance it, and it wasn't working. So, you know, and he was having to go like every couple of hours and all that sort of stuff. It was crazy. So on Tuesday, I texted Nils, tell him what's going on, needed a tune-up. He did, Robbie, that Tuesday. Well, Dr. Nils, I think you have a plug.
Oh.
Because he didn't go the rest of Tuesday. He didn't poop all day Wednesday. Thinking, holy moly. So he had an almost normal stool Wednesday night and then a perfectly normal stool Thursday morning. So I'm thinking we're kind of done and I'm cutting back on the slippery almond stuff. Well, then we've had a couple of wonky ones here or there. So I know we're not quite there and he needs a tune-up. But just know that I think Dr. Nils has a plug. I mean, I was so shocked. I mean, it was more than 24 hours. He didn't go after your treatment. So anyway, thank you so much. And if you wouldn't mind doing a little update for him, I would
really
appreciate
it. All right.
Right
after. Yeah, will do.
All right. So next week, y'all know it's Natasha and Martha Sunday. So call in if you'd like personal readings with Natasha, or we need to psychically look at any of these situations with the healing. We can get an impression of the energy through Natasha. And then if you want to contact Dr. Nils and Linda off the air, it's Dr. Nils Rasmussen at healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free phone conversation. So you can hit the quick response button and do that. And you can talk about the do-it-yourself program too, if you like. And then Linda Rasmussen, you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. And you can call or text her for your free session, 206-841-1992. Well, amazingly, we've been busy the whole time and we are out of time. So I want to say Merry Christmas, ho, ho, ho to, you know, Dr. Nils and to you, Linda, and have a nice little gathering this afternoon. And I hope the rest of your month goes wonderful. And we will look forward to talking to you again in the new year. Holy moly, 2024, second Sunday of January. We will see you again. And
all right.
Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Stacy. I hope you got a rental car and have a good party this afternoon. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please be kind to, open your heart, show your love to all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.